This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he writes about basketball on his website. It's amicohoops.net. He is Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
Sammy.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Couldn't be finer. How about you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm doing well. I am looking forward to the next Browns coaching hire. I'm enjoying following these stories, which I didn't think I would do.
All right, good. So you're here to talk about Cavs, so get ready.
Cavs probably, though, right?
Yeah, we'd prefer to talk to you about the Cavs. Okay. So with that in mind, man, if I'm Larry Drew, I'm thinking I can't catch a break because I get the job. Kevin's already out. He hasn't been back. Tristan Thompson's averaging 15 points and 13-plus rebounds in December. He gets hurt, misses 10 games. Rodney Hood's doing okay. He misses four straight games. David Nwaba's been in and out. They're, along with having issues with a roster that doesn't have LeBron James on it anymore, you've had a roster full of guys who have been in and out with injury. How frustrating has to be for him, I would think, and I don't think we still have any kind of feel for what this roster can do.
No, and I think that's, you know, it's almost been, and take this the right way, it's almost been like a situation in the G League where you have guys that are kind of coming in to audition and try to prove themselves, and then you have guys, like you said, your best players, Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, and Tristan Thompson's been their best player this year. I don't even think it's anybody's a close second.
No,
he's been outstanding. Then he goes down with his sprained ankle. So I think Larry Drew, and I'm usually not one to praise coaches, but he has done a magnificent job, I think, of, you know, last night was a bad example. They just don't match up well with his Heat team, obviously, and they struggle against the zone. But he has done a magnificent job with a team that, you know, has so much change, has so much newness, has a couple of guys that, to me, in Colin Sexton and Jetty Osmond, who look like they've hit a wall and just aren't playing well or aren't playing as well as they did early and really kind of aren't living up to the expectations and hopes at this point. And I think the Cavs, in most nights, are in games. You know, and people say, how do you lose and go 8-30 without building a losing culture? And I think Larry Drew has avoided that to this point. Now, you know, the wheels can come off pretty quickly when you're in this situation. But up to this point, I would say, you know, the Cavs are almost a perfect scenario for what the organization wants in terms of getting a good draft pick. They're playing hard. Most nights, they're in games. They're scrapping. You know, Larry Drew's word was grime. We didn't have enough grime last night, he said. But that's the kind of style they're playing. They're playing hard, no matter who's out there. And I think that he deserves a lot of credit for that because they are playing most nights hard and wanting to win but not winning. And that's almost the best-case scenario when you're talking about a team that wants to get, you know, a top three pick.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong on the date, but is Kevin Love going to be with another team in 21 days? Right?
Well, 24th, they could trade him? He's eligible to be traded January 24th.
Okay, so I was right. Okay, 21 days left.
But the trade, you were right on. But the trade deadline is February 7th. I don't know. You know, there is definitely interest. They are definitely, they will undoubtedly take calls. Now, keep in mind, they're not looking to trade him right now. And there's a difference between taking calls and making them. And they'll certainly take calls and listen. You always do. And those calls will be there. Now, there are going to be some things that are going to have to happen for them to trade him now. I think, yes, Andy, I think he'll be with the team for the entire season. Now, I've been wrong before. I certainly will be again. But I just don't think he's played enough yet to for another team to say, you know what, he's reliable. He has not been reliable in terms of staying healthy. And I think teams are going to want to get him and call to get him, but because he has been so injury prone, are not going to offer you what the Cavs are looking for at this time, which is good young players and draft picks. I just don't think they'll get that combination for him. Now, I know if I'm an opposing GM, I wouldn't give him that because I'd say, you know what, the guy's been out for extended period every season that he's been in Cleveland. Every one. So I think that he will get traded eventually, although I don't think that the Cavs are dead set on that. They see, you know, they can envision, hey, we have an all-star forward, and now we can build around him a veteran all-star and say next year the lineup has, you know, Colin Sexton, Kevin Love, and Zion Williamson. Then all of a sudden you have something moving forward. But they'll certainly listen to calls. They're in no hurry to trade him, and I just don't think they'll get the fire sale that they're looking for in return for him.
So, Sam, I just want to make sure I get, like, the 10-second version of this. When people say to you, oh, they got to trade Kevin Love if they want to get better, or they want to – coming from the organization's standpoint, they don't want to trade him, right? Am I getting that right?
They don't want to trade him, no, but they're open to it. You know, he's not unmovable. It's not like it's a super duper star. He's an all-star.
Gotcha.
Sam, the name the trade partner we keep hearing about with them is Denver. And that was from the summertime. That came up recently again. If you're looking at the Denver Nuggets and a team that's been, well, they're in first place. They're looking great in the West. What would Denver have to give up in a deal for Kevin? Just as some parameters of what you might be looking for in a return.
Well, you know, the thing about it is the Cavs will have to take back the money, obviously. So Paul Millsap is the guy that you would take back in terms of to make the finances work. But if you're the Cavs, you know, you would obviously want a draft pick. I think that they would probably talk a lot about Michael Porter Jr. I mean, obviously he's out. He's got a back issue, but he is a guy who, when he was healthy at Missouri, which wasn't much, but or going into Missouri, was considered, you know, a top three draft pick. So, you know, he's supposedly going to sit out this entire season. That would be, you know, those are the kind of guys that you would be talking about. Yes, we'll take back Millsap's contract, but we would like to take a risk on Michael Porter Jr., give us Will Barton, give us a draft pick. I mean, you're going to want, you would want, you know, you might have to throw somebody else in if you're the Cavs to make that work, but that's certainly the type of haul you would be looking to get back. You know, and another up-and-coming type player, that's what you're looking for. It's a guy who has loads of promise, and, you know, a guy like Michael Porter Jr. would almost definitely have to be in that mix. Now, that said, you know, would Denver be willing to do that? I think Denver might, because they're, like you said, they're number one in the West right now. They have an opportunity to really make some noise, but there are going to be a lot more teams calling, a lot. You know, Utah loves Kevin Love. Utah just absolutely loves him, would love to get him there. I wouldn't be surprised if you hear something from the Lakers at some point. There will be a lot of those Western teams. And look, man, you know, Boston, things aren't going great, not as well as they expect. They've got four first-round draft picks coming up, you know, so and you know Danny Ainge, they like Kevin Love, and Danny Ainge loves to move those assets, and something like that might put Boston over the top this year in the East. So there's going to be a lot of interest, but teams want to see him when he comes back in January. How well is he going to play? Is he going to stay healthy? Is he going to look healthy going up to those 2 or 3 weeks before the trading deadline?
Sam Amico joining us, AmicoHoops.net. Colin Sexton, 19-year-old point guard. Is he a 19-year-old point guard who is just starting to figure out life in the NBA? His assist totals up over the last several games. Or he is he a 19-year-old NBA point guard who is not an NBA point guard?
I think you have to say it's the first option right now. He's just not, you know, he's 19 years old, as you said, and he's it takes a while. You know, sometimes it takes guys two, three. Hey, listen, look at Josh Richardson last night, okay? Obviously different position, played for the Miami Heat. He got drafted, and a lot of people thought, well, this guy's going to have a forgettable NBA career. Well, he's a borderline all-star now because he's had some time to figure it out. Now I think he's in year three or four, and really is a huge difference maker, you know, for Miami this season. He's the reason that they've not had to rush Deion Waiters back and all that. So I think that you need to give guys time sometimes, and I think Colin Sexton does a lot of very nice things. He's going to score. He's going to be a scorer in this league for a long time. There's no question about that. I mean, even if he's a volume scorer, he's going to be he's a guy who can hit that mid-range shot. Now, you know, the problem is that I foresee is he's not a great distributor, at least not yet, and he doesn't have enough range on his shot in a league that has become really perimeter oriented in terms of 3-point shooting, and that's why teams are feeling so comfortable going to his zone against the Cavs, and why the Cavs can do nothing against it. They just don't have the perimeter shooting. They don't have the drive and kick point guard in Sexton, and that's where zone is going to, you know, tear them apart. So I think you need to give the kid time. You know, is he the next Kyrie Irving? No. Could he be a Monta Ellis type, you know, who was pretty doggone good early in his career? Yes, absolutely. Could he be a Kemba Walker type? Kemba came in the league, same type of deal. Wasn't a good outside shooter, you know, wasn't a great distributor, and is an all-star now. So, you know, he has that potential. It's just you never know how that's going to go. But it's way too soon to give up on the kid. I think he's done a nice job for, you know, 38 games into his pro career.
AmicoHoops.net. AmicoHoops.net, Sammy's website. You can follow everything there is to follow in the NBA with a little focus on the Cavaliers. Sammy, thanks, bud.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.